We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Beis, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top, the two dots. We are continuing the Hanhagos of Beis Akisei, different halachos when people go to the bathroom. Omle Rav Huna l'Rava Brei. Rav Huna asked his son, Rabba, my taima l'shchichas kamei de Rav Chista. Why don't you go learn by Rav Chista? You know, you used to learn by him sometimes. Why are you not going to Rav Chista? The Mechadim Shmaitza, his Sugis, he puts it down very sharp. Rav Chista is a very good Rebbe. Why not by Rav Chista? Amalei, so Rabbi answered, my Ezel Lagabe, why should I go to him? Nichiazli Lagabe, when I go to him, Moisivli, Bimil Dalma, he sits me down to learn, you know, Stam, Mil Dalma, what he thought were maybe like a stickle like not learning, Dvaram Batalim. Amalei, he tells me these halachas. What does it tell me? Man da Ayla Besikise, someone who goes to the bathroom, Lalaisiv, bad day. He shouldn't sit down very quickly. He shouldn't sit there very quickly because that could cause him some hezek. But litrach, and he shouldn't push too much. Today, the high karkashta, because the karkashta, that certain muscles that are help a person go to the bathroom, atlas shini yasi, they're sitting on three teeth. Dilma mishtamta shini de karkashta. If someone pushes too hard or he sits down too quickly, he could dislodge these teeth of the karkashta and cause the muscles to get pulled or to fall out. Va'asu de sakana, come to sakana. So Rava told his father that, you know, come to Rav Chista, he teaches me these things. I want to learn Torah by him. I want to learn the sugya by him. Amalei, so his father answered, who asak v'chaya de b'riyasa? He's telling you, you know, very important ways how to live, how to keep your health. That's called mil da'ama. Of course, go to learn him. These are very important things. In Zakta Gemara Vaita with sugyas of kinuach, what to use for wiping. Someone had in front of him a tzror or a cheres, either a rak or a cheres. Rav Huna Amar, this is Sarla on Shabbos. What should you rather use? So Rav Huna Amar mekaneach v'tzror, v'em mekaneach v'cheres. Like we have before, she just like that. That's better to wipe yourself with a tzror, which is a rak, even though it's muksa, because it's safer. V'em mekaneach v'cheres. You shouldn't use a piece of pottery, even though that's a kli and it's not muksa, because cheres is a shayl of sakono or kshofim. Either it's dangerous because it might cut a person, or there's a shayl of kishif. Rav Chista Amar, mekaneach v'cheres, v'em mekaneach v'tzror. Rav Chista argues in those man the Amrim, he's not so worried about sakono or kishif. And he says better to use the keli that's not muksa. That's what Rav Chista holds. So it's like Rav Chista and Rav Huna. Someone has in front of him either a tzror or a cheres, either a rak or a piece of pottery. So the Braisa says, you should take use the cheres, not the tzror. It sounds like it's better to use the keli, it's not mukh, so even though it's a chash sakana, and not use a tzror. So you have to do Ravuna, it's a kash and Ravuna, and it's a kash on a lot of mandi armor we have before. And for the Gemara, Tirgama, Raf from Bapapa, Kamei Rav Chista, Aliba Ravuna, Ba'ogne Kalim. We answer that this braisa that says to use a chera, it's not talking about a piece of pottery. It's talking about the handle of a keli. And there is no chshash of sakana, because it's not sharp, since it's very smooth. That's used as a handle as a keli. And also, there's no kshofim on a full-fledged handle of a keli, part of a keli. There's no chshash kshofim either. And therefore, in that case, Rav Huna will be masking. So the Marta Kasha, the braisa says that it's better to use the cheres and the tzror. So who says you're right? There in that case, where there's no sakana kshofim, it's better to use the cheres, because we're going to eat kalim, the handles of kalim. And there, since it's not muksa, it's for sure better. This is no shayla of sakana. So tomorrow, a new shayla. How do you look for them? Tzror va'asavim. Someone has a choice either to wipe himself with a rack or with grass. Rav Chista, Rav Avnuna. Chadam akanech v'tzror v'yakanech v'asavim. One man the Yama says it's better to use a rack and not asavim. It's better to use the grass and not a rock. Now it's machloikis rishonim, and it's really Rashi brings down two pshatim. Is it talking about Shabbos or is it talking about the weekday? So we'll say both pshatim. Both pshatim are brought down Rashi. Pshat number one is they're talking about the weekday, and the question is which one's the biggest sakana, grass or rocks? That the first man the Yama holds that. The first man the Yama holds that it's better to use a rak, which is smooth, than to use grass, because grass a lot of times can rip. We're talking about the rashes, it's wet grass. The grass can make a cut in the person's body, and it's a sakana. And all of us know that it's better to use the grass than tzror. It's less of a chance to get hurt by grass than tzror. So it's a shayla on the weekday. What's the biggest sakana? That's one pshat. The other pshat is, the shayla is, what's better al Shabbos? We're talking about on Shabbos. So one man the Yama says, it's better to use a tzror than a safam, because tzror is only a shayla muksa. Grass, the shayla, you might rip it out, and that might be a bigger isser. The other man the Yama holds, no, it's better to use grass than a rak, because he's not worried about ripping it out. And muksa is better. Why? Because you're gonna leave it attached, and you're not gonna move it. You just sit down onto the grass, and the person wipes himself by sitting down on the grass, and therefore it's not a shayla muksa, because muksa with begufa is not muksa. I Rashi asked the halacha is not mishtamish for ilon on Shabbos, so he says that's only by a tree. It's only by a tree, not by grass. There's no issa to mishtamish for mechuber by grass. That's the Rashi tainus, and therefore it's only by a tree. Or he says something hard, but not by grass, and therefore, it's not that problem. And that man the Yama holds that al Shabbos it's better to use asavim. So two pshatim, you're talking about a weekday, and Shabbos, which one's biggest? Sakana, or talking about Shabbos, and the question is which one is more of an issur Shabbos. That's machlokes meisvei. We have a kasha over here. It says in Ebraisa, hamakenech v'davar she'ar she'letes boy. If a person wipes himself with anything that is flammable, then shinov hatachtonis noishrais. This the muscles on the bottom of the large intestine, they fall out. It's not good. And pastures, it's a ruach ra digger problem. So the question is, how are you allowed to use grass? Grass is flammable. You can burn grass. You can't burn rocks, but grass you can burn. So how are you allowed to use it at all? It's a new problem. The problem is that this price says anything that arshul letters, but you're not allowed to use. And for the more like kash avalachim habi evasion. That the difference between wet grass and dry grass. Here we're talking about wet grass. There's not a shayla of an arshul at this point because you can't burn wet grass. And they were talking about dry grass. That's an arshul at this point. And negate mizvan hazeh that we use tissues, even though tissues are flammable. So the answer is because the whole issue, since it's ruach ra and kishuf, by our tissues, which we found people use it in the house, there's no problem with kishuf. The whole problem with kishuf was something that was flammable found in the field. Therefore, our tissues are not a problem to wipe a person's self with. Zok de gemara, vayta. Hanitzrach lefanois ve'ena nifna. Someone who has to go to the bathroom and he can't. So what happens to him? Rav Chisra Ravina, chadam ruach ra shletes boy. If someone doesn't go to the bathroom, you know, and he holds it in, basically, then ruach ra shletes boy. He gets bad breath, very bad breath. Rashi says, Reach hapesh, azeva marakav ma'ayim. The waste gets spoiled in his stomach, and it comes out through his mouth, the bad breath. The other man, the Yama, says, V'charam ruach zuham ha-shletes boy. He gets very sweaty, his whole guf starts smelling. Tanya k'man diyama ruach zuham ha-shletes boy. The Braisa says, there's a Braisa that's mashmak, the Yama says, that he gets very smelly, his whole body. The Tanya looked in the Braisa. Hanitzuch n'kavav. We had it before, Masechta Shabbos, we had this Braisa. Hanitzuch n'kavav. Someone has to go to the bathroom. Va'ichla, and he eats. We are going to the bathroom. Doim v'le tanur, shesiku agavi efray. He's similar to a oven that you're using new firewood on top of the old ashes. It's the same thing here. A person's eating on top of his old waste. That's no good. And it says in the Braisa, this is the beginning of having bad body odor. So you see, like that man the Yama hold, that's ruach zuhama. Another halacha. Someone has to go to the bathroom and it's not going. What should he do? So Mor gives a few different etzes. Om Rav Chista, yamoid v'yeshev yam v'yeshev. You stand up and sit down. Stand up and sit down. Rav Chanam Radoyo and Mistalek l'stodim. He should walk to a different place, walk across the room to a different place, and from the walking, he'll be able to, that maybe help move the bowels. Rav Nuno Amar, Yimashvish b'tzorah b'oisim malkam. Use a rack to open up in that place, to open it up, to help him go to the bathroom. Rabbanu Mesiach Daita. He should be Mesiach Das. He should make his mind wander. Omle Rav Acher Reid Rav L'Rashi, Kolshke in the Chimasach Daita Loi Mafni. For sure, if he's thinking about something else, he's not going to be able to go to the bathroom. Amalei, Yisiach Daita B'dvar Mechayim. He should have him not think about other things, only think about the bathroom. That's these man the Yarmah all say. Different etzes had to go to the bathroom. Amrav Yirmi Rav Diftel, the Di Chazli Hu Taya, I saw this Arab. The Kam V'Yosef, he stood up and sat down, out of Shafach Gdeira, until the stuff came out of him like a Gdeira. So he's saying that that's a good Eitzah. He saw Maisa Shaya that Eitzah worked, of standing up and sitting down, Tana Bar went to another Braisa, Nichnes Lasudas Kva. Someone's going into a big Suda. Sudas Kva means that it's going to be a Suda for a while, and it's going to be a Gnai if he has to go out to the bathroom for 10 minutes. So what should he do? He should make sure before he goes into the Suda that he makes sure he checks himself to see if he has to go to the bathroom. Tana Bar Nichnes Sudas Kva, Yehalach Yud Pa Amish Arba Arba Amis. He should walk 10 times, 4 Amis apiece. Vamri Law, some say a little different. Dal Pa Amish SS Amis. He should walk 4 times, 10 Amis apiece for Nifna, and try to, after every walk, because there's 4 walks, you have 10 amas each. After every walk, check yourself, you have to go to the bathroom. And if no, nichnas, yeshu b'kayman. So you go to the bathroom, then he goes into a suda and sits down. Rashi says the second thing is better because it's longer walks, and the longer the walk is, it'll help be married the zevel to nekava. That's what Rashi says. So back to the Mishnayis, they're talking about the different shiurim of items that you chayev haitzah for. You need a shir choshev to be chayev haitzah on Shabbos. So what's a shir choshev of these things? Cheres, a piece of pottery, gelitim be pitzim l'chaveren. The shir is, in order to put it from the one beam to the next beam. Maybe they call shimmies. They call little pieces that, let's say you have, according to Rashi, it sounds like you have these like piles of beams. They're not all exact same size and shape. And you're worried if it's not going to be straight, it's going to bend. Then it'll get bent out of shape. So you put in these pieces of cheres to straighten it. Rashi and other masechtas mashma, that's when you're building the walls and you want to make it straight, you stick in these little pieces of cheres. In any case, who the whole size cheres is in order to straighten beams. That's the size cheres. That's the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Emre here in the Pashtus, in the Mesasema, says this is the smallest shear. Is Rabbi Yehuda. Rameyah and Beis Yemar will talk about which is small. Rameyah Emer, the lachtas Beis Ar. It's enough of a piece of pottery that you could blow the fire in order to make the flames go stronger. You have to blow it. So you can use it to blow the fire. And Beis Yemar, the lachav Beis. It's enough to hold the Erevias of liquid. Rameyah. So Rameyah wants to bring a raya to him that cheres is the minimum use of the cheres is to blow fire. It says that by Churban Abayis destroy everything. You're not even find a piece of pottery to blow the fire. So you see, that's like the minimum use of a piece of pottery is to blow the fire. Omli Arbeisim Shom Raya. Look at the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk says, "V'lacha soif mayim migeva." The end of the pasuk says, "To fill up water from the geva, from the little ditch, with this chera." So you see, if I get that, the minimum use is to use it as a to pick up the water. That's like the last resort. It's not only you're not going to have anything to blow the fire with, you're even not going to have enough cheres to pick up mayim migeva. So you see, that's the minimum use of the piece of cheres that holds a revius. So Rav Yehuda is telling, he's right. Ad kala mishnah. Zok to Gemara. The Gemara is going to handle the ikar Rameir Rav Yehuda. Both Gemara are going to handle Rameir Rav Yehuda. The first Gemara's shaila is, which one's smaller, Rameir or Rav Yehuda? Rameir is the one who says that's to blow the fire. Rav Yehuda says it's to hold a revius of liquid. Mistavra, Shi'uru de Rabbi Yehuda, Nafish. Mistavra, from thinking of the uses, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda's shear is bigger, because how much cheres dini ready to blow a fire? So, at the whole revius is a nice amount, so it's pastor's Rabbi Yehuda is more. But the mikra, from the pasuk, it sounds like Shi'uru de Rabbi Yehuda, Nafish. From the pasuk, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda's is bigger. This talk about Shi'uru de Rabbi Yehuda, Nafish. If Rabbi Yehuda is bigger, so then the in the pasuk was saying a klala, the klala, so what's going to happen in the end of days at the Churban Abayis, so the klala doesn't work. It's saying not only you're not going to have the small piece, you're not going to have the big piece, so it doesn't first you say you're not going to have even a small piece, but you say you're not going to have a big piece. You already say you're not going to have a small piece. So this from the pasuk, it sounds like that the piece to blow the fire is bigger. Our Mishnah also, Taka Rameya's shear is bigger, because Rameya is saying means to blow a big flame, a big fire. When you have a big fire, you can't use a small cheres because it can't get so close, so it won't have any effect on it. So you need a bigger piece in order to do it from further away to blow the fire. So big fire, you have to go further away to blow the fire. So therefore, Echanami, Rav Meir's shear is taka bigger. It's a bigger piece, and that's why it fits into the pasuk. With the pasuk saying, you won't find anything to blow a big fire, and you won't even find a small piece that holds a revius. So it comes out in our Mishnah that Rav Yehuda is the smallest, the Rav Meir is the biggest, the Rav Yesi is in between. So the Gemara writes, Rav Yesi and Masham Raya, Rav Yesi Tainid, that Rav Meir will arrive from the pasuk where it says, Lo yimasi v'achtisa y'cheresh, Cheres, lichtes esh miyakud. So you see that you use a cheres to blow the fire. He said, what do you look at the end of the pasuk? He says, hold water. So, shape come to Rav Yesi, Rav Yesi Tainid Gula Rav Meir. Rav Meir lo yimboye kama. Lo yimboye midi d'choreshev inish lo yishtakach lei. Not only won't you have something that's chashuv to a person, even something that's not even chashuv to a person, you won't find it. So he's saying the pasuk of Ada, that it can hold water, is not a kula chashuv tashmish in order to be chayav by tzofor. But the pasuk is giving a klal, saying you won't even find things that are not even chashuv to use. So not only won't you see, it's like the pasuk says, you're not going to find anything to blow your fire, which is important, and you're not going to even find any cheres that can hold a little water, which is you don't even care about. Even that won't be found. That's how you learn the pasuk according to Rav Meir. Therefore, it's still a riot to Rav Meir that the ikur tashmish of this piece of charis is to blow the fire. Hadun Allah hamoitzi yain.